KSP Sports. I'm David Schuster. It was a sports fan's dream Sunday with thrills aplenty. We start with college basketball and the annual unveiling of the upcoming NCAA tournament. And here's our Dave Ferry to tell us about the top four seeds in the four regions.
Connecticut is the top overall seed as the Huskies head to East. The defending NCAA champions and current Big East title holders are followed in the region seedings by Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn. Houston tops the South region, and Marquette is second in the South, ahead of Kentucky and Duke. The Golden Eagles are the only team among that quartet to reach its tourney championship game. Purdue heads the Midwest region and is followed by Tennessee, Creighton, and Kansas. North Carolina is number one in the West, just ahead of Arizona, Baylor, and Alabama. Like the Cougars and Boilermakers, the Tar Heels fail to win their conference tournament.
And speaking of conference tournaments, five concluded on Sunday, including Illinois winning the Big Ten, 93-87 over Wisconsin for coach Brad Underwood.
We are here to win a national championship. And if those goals ever change, then I probably don't need to be your ball coach anymore. And in the meantime, that's our goal. Not just get out of the first weekend. It's to keep moving on.
Other conference winners on Sunday, Auburn 86-67 over Florida in the Southeast, Duquesne 57-51 over VCU in the Atlantic 10, UAB 85-69 over Temple in the AAC, and Yale got a buzzer beater to win the Ivy League 62-61 over Brown. To the pros, and more thrills there as well, an incredible finish in the Dallas-Denver game as Bruce Morton reports.
Kyrie Irving beat the buzzer with a 21-foot jumper as the Mavericks defeated the Nuggets 107-105.
I felt good. It's a play that we work on during shoot-around pretty often, so it felt good to execute.
A three-pointer by Jamal Murray gave the defending champs a 105-102 lead with 27 seconds left, but Luka Doncic answered with an equalizer from beyond the arc just 2 seconds later. Murray missed a shot at a game-winning bucket with 4 seconds to go, and out of a timeout, Irving came through.
And I thought I got a little closer in the paint, but when I looked at it after the game, and I was pretty far out.
With the defeat, the Nuggets fall one half game behind Western Conference leading Oklahoma City.
Elsewhere, Damian Lillard scored 31 points as Milwaukee outscored Phoenix 140-129.
I thought the ball just moved well, and they had some lazy switches. We was able to get into the paint and get them kind of in rotation, and I think the ball just went where it was supposed to go on a lot of those plays, and when that happens, you get quality shots.
Rookie sensation Victor Wembanyama filled up the stat sheet, 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 blocks, as San Antonio defeated Brooklyn 122-115. Miami over Detroit 104-101, Orlando 111-96 over Toronto, and in an expected mismatch, Boston and Washington met up with the expected result. Craig Heist has the details.
The Celtics made 24 three-pointers and shot 49% for the game as they led from start to finish with a convincing 130-104 win over the Wizards. Boston had five players in double figures with Jason Tatum and Sam Hauser scoring 30 points each. Tatum had 18 in the first quarter. Hauser took all of his shots from beyond the arc and was 10 of 13 from the floor, impressing Tatum.
Sam played great, obviously. Hit 10 threes, 10 for 13. He took a lot of great shots, and we just did a good job of finding the guy with the hot hand.
The game was never close as the Celtics led by as many as 36 in the third quarter after scoring 81 in the first half.
Coming up, the day in hockey and on the links. Seven games were contested in the NHL Sunday, including Las Vegas and New Jersey, with our Tom Merriam.
The Golden Knights trying to hang on to a playoff spot, rallied to beat the Devils, who were trying to move up into playoff position by a 3-1 score. All the scoring came in the third period, with New Jersey's Nico Hischier giving the Devils a 1-0 lead just 27 seconds in. But Vegas tied it nearly 2.5 minutes later on William Carrier's goal. Then, with just under 9 minutes left in regulation time, Jack Eichel beat Jake Allen for what proved to be the game-winning goal. Noah Hanifin set up Eichel for his second assist of the afternoon. William Karlsson then added an empty netter to seal it for the Golden Knights, who opened up a 5-point lead on the Wild for the final Western wildcard berth.
At Madison Square Garden, Johnny Brodzinski scored the go-ahead goal in the second period as the Rangers defeated the Islanders 5-2.
A lot of us guys who have played in the American League are kind of used to this, but some of these guys aren't. But it's It's definitely a grind, and you know, especially with the earlier games too, with a 3 o'clock game yesterday, 1 o'clock game today. But you know, there was no excuses because they also played yesterday. So yeah, just good effort by us.
Elsewhere, St. Louis won its fourth straight game, 4-1 over Anaheim. 3 wins in a row for Carolina, 7-2 over Ottawa. Pittsburgh doubled up Detroit, 6-3. Winnipeg, 6-1 over Columbus. And Chicago scored 4 goals in the third period to rally by San Jose, 5-2. To the Lynx and the current best on the planet did it again, as Graham Agars reports.
World number one Scotty Scheffler has become the first player in the 50-year history of the Players' Championship to successfully defend the title. The 27-year-old came back from a record-equalling 5-shot last-round deficit to post a dramatic 1-shot victory after charging home with a final round 8-under-64, that also a record-equalling performance. Scheffler then had a nervous wait as the final groups came home, with Xander Schauffele, Wyndham Clark and Brian Harman all missing birdie putts on the final hole that would have forced a playoff.
And for Scheffler, what can you say? He's playing some beautiful golf.
It's good to be sitting back here again. You know, today was another battle. It was a hard-fought week. You know, a lot of guys played some really good golf this week. You know, a few of them finished at 19. I finished at 20. That's some really good golf around this course.
I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.